Many single mothers carry a quiet hope for future marriage. That hope is not wrong. It is good to desire faithful love, covenant commitment, emotional safety, sexual faithfulness, shared worship, and a steady partner who honors Christ and cares wisely about your children. But marriage is not your savior. A man is not your proof that you are valuable. A relationship is not your rescue plan. You are already loved in Christ. You are already a woman of honor. You are already a mother entrusted with meaningful calling. From that secure place, you can discern future relationships with wisdom. Life partner discernment asks more than, do I feel attracted? It asks, does this man show the fruit of the Spirit? Is he truthful? Is he humble? Is he responsible? Does he respect boundaries? Does he honor my children's pace? Does he handle conflict with maturity? Does he live under Christian accountability? Does he pressure me sexually, emotionally, financially, or spiritually? Children matter deeply in this discernment. A dating relationship should not quickly become your children's emotional world. A child should not be asked to attach to every man you date. A man should not gain quick access to your home, your children's routines, discipline, bedtime, transportation, or private family life. Moving slowly protects everyone. Green flags take time to observe. Red flags should not be excused because you feel lonely, attracted, or hopeless. A red flag may include pressure, secrecy, anger, manipulation, contempt for your boundaries, irresponsibility, spiritual performance without humility, sexual entitlement, addiction patterns, dishonesty, or disregard for your children. A green flag may include patience, consistency, respect, self-control, kindness, responsibility, teachability, spiritual maturity, and willingness to be known by wise people in your life. 1 Corinthians 13 describes love as patient and kind. Love does not insist on its own way. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing. Love rejoices with the truth. That is a beautiful guide for discernment. You do not need to rush. You do not need to shut down hope. You can hold future marriage hope with open hands before Christ. You can prepare your sexuality for covenant faithfulness. You can renew your imagination toward one-person love, tenderness, safety, mutual honor, and future faithfulness if God leads that way. Reflection question: what would help you hold future marriage hope with wisdom instead of fear, fantasy, or desperation? Gentle next step: write one red flag you will not ignore, one green flag you will look for over time, and one person you can ask for wise counsel.